Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. You can recognize that these Bengali verses, translated here into English, are themselves a partial translation of the famous verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, which predicts the appearance of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna Varnam, Tusha Krishnam, Sangopangastra Parshadam, Yagyai Sankirtana Prayar, Yajantihi Sumedha Saha. It's a partial translation because the rest of the translation comes in verses just before and after this. Hare Krishna. Welcome. Are you going to speak also? I was thinking I'd speak a little and you'll speak a little. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the inaugurator of the Sankirtan movement in this Kali Yuga. It's not that he invented it, but he brought it after a very long time, as is stated at the beginning of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, quoting a verse from Rupa Goswami, Anarpita Chirin Chirat Karunaya Kalo Samarpita, he offered that which had not been given for a very long time, which means he started it all over again, not since the previous day of Lord Brahma. Of course, Sankirtan is an eternal function of the spiritual world. It's when we think of Sankirtan, we think of chanting with mridangas and kartals. But Sankirtan means group glorification of the Supreme Lord. And that is an eternal function of the devotees. Machita madgata prana bodhayanta parasparam katayantas chamang nityang tushyanti cha ramanti cha. The devotees, they like to come together and glorify Krishna by speaking and discussing about him. And of course, that was what also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did. These were his main activities throughout the day and night. Chanting the holy names of the Lord congregationally. Chanting the holy name as japa. And discussing with his devotees about Krishna. And he would also go for darshan of Jagannath and take prasad of Jagannath and of Shalagram. And in this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu happily passed his days in Puri. He took sannyas to become completely absorbed in Sankirtan. So he is the inaugurator of the Sankirtan movement, and who worships him by the process of Sankirtan is glorious. It's something that he, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, did as his main activity. But unlike other avatars, it's something that everyone can take part in. Lord Ram, he had the activity of ruling Ayodhya, and some of his ministers could take part in that. When fighting, he enlisted so many helpers, but not all his devotees could take part in that. But with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sankirtan, complete kirtan, because everyone can join in. Bahubha militva yat kirtanam iti sankirtanam. When many come together for chanting, that is called sankirtan. So no one is excluded. In other avatars, of course, there are things which only he can do and no others can do. Lord Ram took everyone back to Godhead. He he broke the pride of Parashuram. So no others could do that. But there are certain activities that others could join with him in doing, not that they'd be on the same level as him. But this Sankirtan is unique in as much as it is the prime activity of the of this avatar. Avatarasa, Gaura Avatar. He is the essence of all avatars. And he extends himself to everyone. So anyone who worships him by this sacrifice of chanting the holy names, they are glorious or fortunate. It's, dhanya is translated here as fortunate. It can mean fortunate, glorious, blessed. All these different words are there. This is unusual yagya. Generally when we think of a yagya, you're going to have a yagya in the temple today. Oh, so you have to bring the word, set up a yagya vedi. What's that called in English? Yagya kund. That's also Sanskrit. Well, it must be some word in English also. Anyway, set up a yagya kund and chant some mantras, as trying to pronounce it as best we can, like the traditional Brahmins. But every day we have yagya in the temple. There's no meaning of a temple without yagya. Daily yagya should be performed. Daily and throughout the day, Sankirtan yagya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inaugurated this. Whoever takes part in this is of very good intelligence. Everyone else is of bad intelligence and they're entangled in material life. Sarva jagga hoite Krishna nama jagga sha. From all the essence of all the yagyas is Krishna nama yagya. So you may say it's a very unusual kind of yagya, but it's the essence of all yagyas. Because yagyas are meant for pleasing Krishna. And Krishna is very pleased by the congregational chanting of the holy names. He likes it when his devotees come together and cooperatively serve Krishna. Now, you may wonder why I'm speaking about this when I'm supposed to talk about book distribution, as this is a get-together for congratulating the book distributors who worked so hard throughout the month of December, especially for distributing Srila Prabhupada's books. In ISKCON parlance, as introduced by Srila Prabhupada, Sankirtan has another meaning apart from chanting the holy names of the Lord. It's not really different, but it's Vedabit. It's not different, but it's distributing books. No one prior to Srila Prabhupada, no one in the Gauriya Sampradaya called the book distribution Sankirtan. And no one did it either on a mass scale. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, following the lead of his own guru, father, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, was very eager to print books. The first Gauriya Acharya, in our line at least, to print books was Bhaktivinoda Thakur. There was printing had come to India on a mass scale at least prior to that. Throughout the history of the Gauriya Sampradaya, there have been many writers of books, beginning with the six Goswamis. They were ordered by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to write books. And that tradition went on. The idea of massively distributing books was first inaugurated by Srila Prabhupada. And he called that Sankirtan. If we go outside of ISKCON and they won't understand it because of distribution sankirtan. They won't, we can explain it to them, but what I mean to say is, if, just like Devotee said, we're going on sankirtan. And he said, in ISKCON parlance, it may have changed now, but it used to be we're going out for book distribution. Yeah, we're going out on sankirtan. Where are the mridangas? Where are the kartals? Where are the book bags? Srila Prabhupada explained that kirtan means glorification. We have in Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu, kirtane vyasaki, when the nine processes of devotional service are mentioned along with their exemplars. For kirtan is given vyasaki, which means Shukdev Goswami. So we don't have any record of Shukdev Goswami getting all the assembled rishis and Parikshit Maharaj jumping up and down in kirtan and singing in kirtan. Although he did finish the Bhagavatam with, well, actually Vyasadeva finished, because Shukdev had already left the scene by that time. What is that verse? Nama Sankirtana Yasya Sarva Papa Praharanam Pranasham. Then Pranama Dukha Shamanam
Shamanas
Tam Namami Hari Param. The last verse of Bhagavad. Just like at the end of Bhagavad Gita, Mamaikam Sharanam Raja gives the entrance into Bhagavatam, Savadaman Pradityagya, Dharma Projita Kaitava Atra. The end of the Gita gives entrance into Bhagavatam. And the end of Bhagavatam gives a clue for entrance into Chaitanya Lila. So Shukadev Goswami is performing kirtan by glorifying the Lord. And sometimes here in Chaitanya Charitamrita, I can't think of any instances offhand, but the word kirtan is also used in the sense of speaking glorification of the Lord. So Srila Prabhupada said that this is, these books, they are kirtan. They're the collected glorification of Krishna by so many acharyas of ancient times. Vyasadev, Shukdev, Suta Goswami, Shonaka Rishi, he also speaks, right? He doesn't just listen, he sometimes speaks also. Not exactly giving instructions to Suta, but just to tell him, yeah, we're into it and we appreciate it and we want you to go on speaking some more. And then we have so many others. Narad comes so many times. Maitreya, it's a long section. Kapila Dev. We even have transcendental instruction from Hiranyakashipu. Right? Speaks some very good things. Very good instruction. Even Kamsa gets in a good word or two. So the Bhagavatam is the record of so many ancient great personalities speaking the understanding of the Satyam Param, the ultimate reality, and that is expanded on, because Sankirtan is Anandam Buddhi Vardhanam, the increasing ocean of bliss. So that is expanded on by consequent acharyas, beginning with Sridhar Swami, and so many acharyas have commented, and by Srila Prabhupada's great mercy, the topics of Bhagavatam are expanded on hundreds of times daily by having daily Bhagavatam classes. So it's speaking on the topics of Bhagavatam is kirtan. So Srila Prabhupada, he had these books, made his commentaries, taking the essence of all the acharyas, as Srila Prabhupada said. By reading my books, one gets in contact with the previous acharyas. And he does so because Srila Prabhupada, he very carefully and meticulously prepared these books. That he said, these are my devotional ecstasies. Srila Prabhupada was always in ecstasy, but approximately 4 to 5 hours every day, when the world was quiet, Srila Prabhupada was quietly with Krishna writing his books, and with Krishna in the form of Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita, and with the acharyas completely absorbed in that, and thinking how to present this for the understanding of the common man. And it is a great miracle that Srila Prabhupada has done, which it's difficult for us to understand. If we were very deeply studied in all the Vedas, and Vedangas, and the Puranas, and the culture of Vedic culture, then we would have a better opportunity to understand how Srila Prabhupada has brought all these complex topics. Actually, the acharyas' commentaries, it's expected that those who study them have a very deep background in Sanskrit and Vedanta. And Vedanta, to enter Vedanta, one has to know Nyaya and Mimamsa and the whole culture. It's expected that one has very deep knowledge before one can even begin to understand all of this. But Srila Prabhupada has presented it in such a manner that these books are meant for mass distribution and people can read them and understand them. Of course, it takes some effort for the common man to read these books. It takes some effort because it is challenging intellectually, and it's challenging also, not only intellectually, but also, what's the word, emotionally or spiritually, the prodding. You are not doing what you are not properly situated. You should surrender to Krishna. It's like here, Kubudi Shamsha. Who am I? I'm not doing Sankirtan. I must be having a poor fund of knowledge. Kubudi. So it's provocative. But the very fact that Srila Prabhupada made it available, made it possible for people to understand it, people with not only with no deep background of Vedic culture, but absolutely no idea of anything about Vedic culture. People in India still have some idea, and it's getting thinner and thinner day by day. But still, however much we lament the downfall of India's culture, still every time we come back from overseas, we still feel, isn't it? It's so much better here. So we feel we're in the land of dharma, even though there's so much adharma going on. And even the word, I was just discussing that yesterday, wasn't I? How dharma, how previously people thought, or they were trained to think in terms of how I should live according to dharma. But now they're taught to think how I should get ahead and make myself a success. It's an opposite way of thinking. But still, somewhere going on, that understanding of dharma is there to some extent, which is absent in the Western countries, where the massive book distribution was going on while Srila Prabhupada was personally present here. It was going on in the Western countries. Now it's turned around, it's mostly in India now. More books are distributed in India, more of Srila Prabhupada's books are distributed in India than the rest of the world put together. That wasn't going on then, Prabhupada. Although Srila Prabhupada was pushing for that, but the books had to be translated in various languages. There weren't many Indian devotees. Srila Prabhupada said that the educated Indians aren't joining because they're too much attached to their families, and Prabhupada said that in the Western country, there's one good thing about the hippies. At least they didn't have attachment to their families, and they could come and sacrifice. But in India, they won't do that. And times have changed. And massive book distribution was going on at the time in the Western world, so much so that at one time, the devotees, they had a print run of 2 million books. 1 million Bhagavad Gita and another 1 million of other books. And it was the biggest printing in history, and it was a whole long trainload of paper, and they got awards from the printing industry, and the devotees were becoming noticed for the massive book distribution and book production, and they were getting awards for the paintings, and it was all inaugurated by Srila Prabhupada. Again, the paintings, Srila Prabhupada's idea to have paintings to illustrate the pastimes, and that helps people to get a better idea of what's going on. What are the pastimes being described? Srila Prabhupada said that these are windows to the spiritual world. People can be attracted to purchase these books also by seeing the paintings. Srila Prabhupada, it was amazing that he had artists who, they were young artists. They were young and they were not, none of the artists who painted for Srila Prabhupada's books in the beginning, none of them could be described as competent artists by any measure. And they were young in Krishna consciousness also. They were painting these pastimes, they didn't even know just Srila Prabhupada would describe, and it was all new to them. But Srila Prabhupada, by the transcendental agency, the pastimes that he saw within his heart, he manifested them in the minds of his devotee artists, who then manifested them on canvas. And it was Prabhupada was actually moving the paintbrush, because how could they know what to paint? And they became so empowered that they became artists on the level of any great artists of you say the great artists of the past, and maybe so many names, but they inaugurated a whole new style of painting. So in this way, Srila Prabhupada is the inaugurator of Sankirtan, another understanding. He's also the inaugurator of Sankirtan, if we take Sankirtan to mean the distribution of transcendental literature. And actually, it's stated here, Sarva Jagya Haiti Krishna Nama Jankasha. Of all sacrificial performances, the chanting of the Lord's holy name is the most sublime. But Srila Prabhupada said this is more important. Distribution of these books is more important. That appears to be contradicting the statements of Sri Caitanya Charitamrita. But Srila Prabhupada explained that the kirtan with mridangas on the streets, that can be heard for a little distance, but these books, they go all over the world. And importantly, they stay with people. People hear the kirtan. Actually, it stays with them if they hear that sound has entered their heart. That is a sanskar, purifying impression on their mind. But the book stays with people. And we often used to hear how these books are like time bombs. They go off just at the time that they may sit in someone's house for so many years, but when the time is right, the right person who's meant to get that book, they read it and they become dedicated to Krishna. And that's happened many times, that now people who have been distributing books for so many years, what people, they keep their books in some box or something like this, and maybe after 30, 40 years someone finds it and then, it's just what I need. The famous example of that is Indragirna Swami's atheistic mother, who discovered those books when she discovered that she had terminal cancer, and she discovered Krishna and became a devotee, but because those books were in the house. I myself had that experience. It was a fairly new book, Krishna book, the first book I read, paperback, volume two out of three, was in someone's house. They hadn't read the book. I read it, and the rest is history, as they say. There are many, many examples like that. Mass distribution of these books. Srila Prabhupada always stressed this is the most important activity for preaching Krishna consciousness. Not that other activities are unimportant. He also stressed that. But he always stressed the distribution of these books, which is why up to the present day and into the future, this book distribution is going on. Future acharyas within the Krishna consciousness movement, what will they do? They will promote book distribution. Srila Prabhupada said, this is the guru's business, to promote this distribution of transcendental books. So a person who is actually intelligent, they worship Srila Prabhupada by the Sankirtan Yajna of distributing his books, just as those who are intelligent, they worship Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by chanting his name. These activities are not in opposition to each other by any means. Rather, the book distribution perfectly complements the chanting of the holy names, and the chanting of the holy names perfectly complements the book distribution. And the book distribution is for giving knowledge whereby people take up the chanting of the holy names. And if they take up the chanting of the holy names, then they also get out and distribute books. So it works together. Distributing books is also means explaining those books. It's required that there are many devotees who can explain these topics to others. We have the experience that people read the books and they have a hard time understanding it, but then when the devotee explains the same words, but somehow or other, people are able to understand that. So that's why it's important to also speak these topics. Book distribution in India for the last so many years has been huge compared to that of other countries in the world. But now we're on the threshold of a massive explosion, where it can become much, much bigger, even than now. Which is that we're still in the process of discovering the distribution of full sets. It hasn't really taken off to the full extent that it could do. India is different in many ways to the country that I first came in this lifetime in 1976. One way it's different is there are a lot more educated people. There used to be a large population of illiterate people, but pretty much everyone gets it. Well, not everyone, but people get education. And a lot of people have money, which wasn't previously, and even people had money previously, but they didn't have this culture of spending it. The business community had money, they would they would invest it and keep it in gold like this. But that's changed because there's a deliberate attempt to make a consumer economy here in India, which wasn't there before. There wasn't much to consume, just like cars. There are only Ambassador cars and Fiat cars and Mahindra Jeeps, and there was that rattly tempo, Matador. But even if you had the money and you wanted to buy a car, you'd put your name on a list and you'd get it maybe 5 years later. And then that car would last you forever because you wouldn't get another one, hard to get another one. And the Ambassador cars just keep on going and going and going anyway. Even the clunkety clunk, they go on. But in the consumer economy, you junk a car after a short time and buy a new one. And then we have traffic jams and so on and so on. But anyway, people have money and they have they're not so tight. They have the inclination to spend it. And middle class has come up, who are educated and have, what's that, liquid funds. So it's a great opportunity to distribute sets of books because middle class people are generally somewhat intellectually inclined also, and here in India they are somewhat pious also, at least somewhat pious, if not more. So it's a great opportunity. The beginning of book distribution in the West was magazine distribution, back to Godhead. And then by Srila Prabhupada's insistence, big books started being distributed. When I joined in England, and I believe up to the present day, there's never been much big book distribution. We were distributing the Krishna books, paperbacks, one of them I got. And then later I was distributing them in Ishopanishads, what we call medium softbound books, because somehow it's always been found to be very difficult in Britain to distribute big books. Even big stalwart book distributors from America came to show how to do it and weren't able to do it somehow or other. But that jump from Bhaktivedanta magazines to big books, that was a big jump, because instead of just stopping people and getting a little coin out of them and giving them a Bhaktivedanta, then convincing them to take a book, which for usually minimum $3 it would be at the time, probably $5 I guess would be standard, maybe $10, and then you give them two books, like that. And it seems the prices haven't changed that much for books, at least for books, around the price of everything. Still, if you give $5, you can get a big book, and which should mean the book distribution should increase there also, because the value of money has gone down, and people have more. If they have money at all, they should have more liquid, at least in terms of the numerical value of the money, whatever it is. So that was a big jump, going from back to Godhead to distributing big books. And especially in Switzerland, of whom we have a representative present here. And in Germany, there came a point where, this was after Prabhupada's departure, where devotees got the knack of selling sets of books, maybe 10 big books at a time. They just meet people on the street and sell them 10 books. In pretty much the same time they would take them to sell one book. So what we have to make a New Year's resolution for 2020 is, let's get the set distribution going. Let's stop, we're not stop thinking in terms of distributing individual books. already that's going on, you go with sets of books, right? You don't just give them one book, show them a set of, here are the books. You start off with that. But whole sets of books, the scope is there. Of course, you're going to probably have to spend more time with people, but if we become expert by the grace of Krishna, we should be able to go to so many. And for so many people nowadays, how much do you sell a set of Bhagavad Gita for? 6,000 rupees? How much is it? It depends on the language, isn't it?
Yes.
English is 9,000.
English is 9,000.
Canada is 8,000.
Canada is 8,000.
Bangalore.
Yeah, that's Bangalore. And also the people on the hill there are making a killing out of it. Tamil?
6,500.
Yeah, in Bangalore, how much do people spend on fireworks at the new year? Many families will spend 50,000 lakh more, isn't it? People have liquid money, they're in the mood of spending. So for many people, it's not that much money. Even then, because people, they don't like to spend money on things that they don't think is going to enhance their sense gratification. We may have to convince them of it, but it can be done. Can be done. Should be done. Must be done. Will be done. Let's make the year when the sets start to go out. And of course, in mass. And the first target audience is our devotees. All of them, all of you, should have a full set of Bhagavatam. And Chaitanya Charitamrita is available in Tamil. Everyone should have it. Well, I have this hundred. Don't forget about Tandurita. Just put it in your home. And then Krishna, he is there in the form of these books. Then you may have your excuses, but Krishna is there. And he'll do the needful. So do this. And then of course we have to follow that up with enthusing people to read and helping them to read and helping them to understand. So we need so many trained devotees to do that. Russia is also a great field for book distribution. But it's going down. Dima is going to go back to Russia, right? It's going to save them all. Bring back the book distribution spirit. Okay, that's all I have to say for now. Now Mukunda Datta Prabhu will tell us something more. Deeply absorbed in topics of Bhagavata that they understand every time he speaks, because it comes out. He's a Bhagavata. Bhagavat means book Bhagavat and person Bhagavat.
Om Jnana Samarandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurani.
As Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is worshipped by Harinam Sankirtan, Srila Prabhupada is worshipped by book distribution Sankirtan. That's the conclusion of the talk I gave yesterday, but I didn't give the conclusion, so I'm giving it now.